Hi everyone, welcome back to the Headphones On Podcast, episode 24. I'm Dina.
I'm Millie.
Today we're going to chat about all the songs that we hate, the most cringy, ear-bleeding, vomit-inducing songs ever. We have a corresponding playlist to this episode, and you can find it on our Instagram highlights and stories at headphones on underscore and our Twitter at underscore headphones underscore on. There you'll also find links to previous episodes and playlists. Feel free to hit follow and all the above to stay in touch with us. Let's get into it.
So, in honor of us turning one, we
Yay.
decided, I mean, we're excited because we get to
Yay.
eat.
Yes.
So, I hope that you like this episode, or tell us off,
Or,
tell us that you don't appreciate, us talking about TLC Waterfalls.
I think that also, again, this is a safe space. We don't judge anybody because, there are things that we like that you may not like. So we get it. There are things that both of us like that the other one of us is like, what? Why? So it's a safe space. It's a safe
Yeah,
space.
it's going to be fun. All
Yeah.
right. So I do have a question.
Yeah.
What makes a song cringe worthy to you?
Okay, so for me, it's cringeworthy if like the lyrics are bad, or if it's cheesy, or if sometimes repetition, if it's played too much everywhere I go. And a lot of sometimes I think pop songs can be like that because they're pretty formulaic. So I think that's what my requirements are for a bad song. What about you?
Yeah. Bad lyrics for sure. That doesn't
Yeah.
help. I also put down whack beat.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. Okay, let's get into our picks. Millie, what do you have up first? Or what's your we're just gonna go through your list.
Elton John. Now,
Why?
I know a lot of people are getting. It's just the one song that if I hear on the radio, I'm probably going to turn it off. I like Elton. He's incredible. I love T Tiny Dancer. I mean, he's
Yeah.
awesome. Mona Lisa and Mad Hatters is a brilliant song, but there's something about this that seems so cheesy to me. I know you like it.
I like it because I like when he's like Benny, like when he's like shouting it. It's cute. It's really fun. And I think it's like it's a fun song that is old enough that everybody knows what it is, and that when you're out at a bar with a bunch of people, then you know what? For sure, don't ever go into a piano bar. Because like piano bars will play this song. So, somebody's requesting it and they're gonna sing along. The whole bar is gonna be singing along to it. Bump,
I
bump.
think
Yeah,
the
it's
part you love
great.
best is the one that I hate the most.
I think that's it. I think because it's also like it's such an iconic opening, and it's so like the piano keys are struck just right, just hard enough to be like, let's get the attention of everybody. Bump, bump, and yeah, and Millie's like, I'm out of here.
That's my cue.
Yeah.
Lord. All right. Next is Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice. Yeah. The all right, stop. Calibrate and listen. No, I'm not.
Listen,
I refuse
Ice's
it.
back with a brand
No.
new addition to
That's
the
the
high school
invention.
paid up
Yeah.
thoughts. Yeah. Didn't he have a
I didn't
flat
say,
top,
I
like a
didn't.
white guy flat top?
He totally did. He
Yeah, he
totally
did. He
did.
did. He
And
did.
yeah, he had the two shaved. Yeah, we remember that. We definitely remember the hairstyle. And actually, my birthday of one of my friends gave me a birthday card with the silhouette of his hair. It says ice and ice and baby. Lenny, I love you.
Oh my God.
Really sweet. So I just got that this year. But
That's cute.
no, I can't stand him.
That false
No,
machismo, not good.
it's true by Milli Vanilli. And I can a song give you PTSD? Because that song came out into the scene just to ruin my name. And it's not a good song. It's not that they gave back the Grammy. It's why did they get the Grammy in the first place? Like,
We
it's not a
know the
good song.
Grammys. Song, though, for me is very near and dear to my heart because I used to work with a friend of mine at the hospital. And on weekends, it would just be like a skeletal crew. So it was her and I some weekends. And, during downtime, and we had the same sense of humor, which, like, it's very rare because my humor is very, very specific. But, we would just bust out the song and the dance to it. And one time a cardiologist like walked in when she was in the mid choreography of the song. And he's like, "What are you guys doing?" And we're like, "Girl, you know it's true by Milli Vanilli." Like, and he just thought we were so, he ran out of there, which I get it. I totally get it. It's like, because the also like the lab that we used to work in is dark, so you can see stuff on the, on the monitors. So we're in the dark and we're just dancing to Milli Vanilli. And then we would also do like the breaks where it's like when the tape skipped, like, "Girl, you know it's girl, you know it's girl." Like that, we did all of it. It was great.
You actually did the
Poor guy.
break at the end.
Yeah. Well, no, when they got found out
Those
that they're
are
lip
very,
syncing, it's a very specific act that she and I had.
those are specific moves. Yeah. Those are
Yeah.
very
Well,
specific
like,
dance moves.
because didn't one of them like run off the stage when that happened? I feel so bad.
I
No,
feel bad for
100%.
them. It sucks. But no. Although, I mean, great biker tights. Like, I mean,
Of
and
course.
okay. I think you're not gonna agree with me on this one, but Macarena, Los del Rio.
Come on. Come on. What
No,
about the
Dina,
remix?
no, it's not gonna happen.
What about
No,
the
not even the
remix?
remix. It's not
Because the
sexy,
remix
Dina.
was so
It's
good. L Stop. Millie, I was 11 years old on
not
that dance
sexy.
floor doing the Macarena. Are you serious?
No, it just
Don't you
makes
remember
me
my
cry. Like,
boyfriend?
oh.
I don't want him. I can't stand him. He's like, come on. It is so good.
The fact that you know the lyrics.
Yeah, I do.
I can't. It just makes me like the original just makes me wanna.
I
Oh,
love the original
no.
too. But I mean, I love the original because it's like the OG, but I love the remix where it's like sung in English. I felt so bad as hell as like a little preteen just bopping around to it and knowing all the moves, of course, because it's like a choreographed line dance. And you just stay in your
But
little
they didn't have
box.
the
And I loved it.
moves. Los del
No, they're
Rio
just
didn't
old
have the
guys that were
moves.
just like cute old guys that were
Like they
just
were
playing
just
their
go side by
instruments.
side, side to
Yeah.
side, side to side.
Listen, why are you making fun of, that's my dance move, and why are you making fun of my dance moves now? Not all of us can be you, honey. Not all of us can be you. It's all I have is side to side and I shoulder shrug. Okay, that's all I have. That's all I can give. That's all I can give you.
Lord.
God,
Okay.
have
All
mercy.
right. The Thong Song by Sisqó. Now, before you say anything, I'm not offended by the Thong Song. I'm not offended. I wear thongs. It's fine. I listen to the worst of the worst. I listen to very offensive music. I mean, I love hip hop. I love gangster
Yeah.
rap.
Yeah. You don't like Ooh,
Listen.
That Dress So
Yes.
Scandalous?
No. It's I never said I didn't
No.
know the lyrics. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. It's not because it's offensive. We like a thong. And I was listening to something even more offensive the other day. I was listening to not gonna say it because it's way
It's a great
podcast,
song, though.
but
It's a great song.
it's too vulgar. But I would have if it would have been forgiven if he didn't sample Living La Vida Loca. Like
No,
if he would have left that
yeah,
out of
I agree because,
it's
and I agree, we're like, but do you know how many pop songs do that? They sample other popular songs to kind of like almost not just give them cred, but to kind of like cement their popularity because it's like you're referencing something that's popular, so automatically people are more comfortable with what you're saying. But like we have to
I
give it up. He
love a
had platinum hair
sample.
and he was wearing like a vest with no sleeves that was unzipped with white pants. Like at least give it up for the late 90s
We love the
outfit.
moves. I mean, Cisco could dance. He could. I am not living. No,
Upside,
absolutely
inside
not.
out. Who
Was
needs to
everywhere.
put, can I just tell you, who needs, I know people keep asking us to put the music in our podcast. I'm gonna just sing all the songs now, you guys. Forget us doing it. I'm just gonna sing it. Like, Living La Vida Loca. This was everywhere.
I will pass on this. Next is Will Smith and all of them, every single one of them. Like getting jiggy with it. No, We hate that
They
song.
are
Miami, we
cheesy.
hate that song. Just the Two of Us, we hate that song. No, I don't want any Fresh Prince days. Those were great.
Yes, agree. Jazzy Jeff and
But
Will Smith were a duo, iconic.
he came out, no.
What
Like,
is the
no. And
jiggy?
I know he, yes. It's
I
just so
love it.
cheap.
I love that. It is
I know
cheesy.
he did like a, it's so cheesy. And he did like a nice homage to Miami. Fine. No, we still don't like it. Sorry.
But like,
No
did
Will Smith up
Miami
in
need
here.
it? Miami didn't even need
No.
the homage. Miami's good enough on its own. It's fine. It doesn't need you. No.
Sorry, Will. But here's the thing, like apparently, like Will was the darling then, and I will say this for songs that we, we hate or we love. I love reading a Rolling Stone article. I want to know what our critics, the critics say, but
Yeah.
speak to me, I'm not gonna like it. All right. So my next one is one of your favorites. It's Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift. So I don't hate Taylor's music as much as Dina does. I just don't like it. I think 15 is a cute song. I like Delicate. I'm just not a big fan. I'm not going out and buying her albums. I really don't know what she's up to. Anti-Hero, I disliked it when I first heard it, and then TikTok just went ahead and butchered it.
And
Like,
that's what usually I think happens because it's always spliced, doesn't give you the whole song and it's spliced and it's not just on one type of video. It goes on like animal videos and baby videos and driving videos. So yeah, it's a little overkill.
I just, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time, everybody agrees. No, just no. And I just, my real beef with it is just that I just don't think narcissism deserves an anthem. I just, the thought of people singing along to this song, like it's like some sort of badge of honor because they relate to it. It's not okay. It's not
Yeah.
okay to be this way. I
Yeah.
just, I don't get it. I don't get, that's not what she's trying to do. I don't think she's trying to make this type of behavior be okay. I'm awareness, but if anybody has ever dealt with a narcissist, whether it's a friend, lover, coworker, parent,
Right.
parrot, it's really painful. And I think the best way to deal with that is just to stay far as hell away from them.
So, you know
Like,
what's funny is like if you think about like 'cause again, I think all of her albums are self-reflecting. I think when she started it was very much like singer-songwriter and then she was writing about her experiences, which great. Okay, I love that. But so does Adele. But why does Adele's music feel exciting and emotional and I can connect with it and it's mature and it's intelligent? And Taylor's is like just
juvenile.
juvenile and then also like really like I feel like I'm in a sorority. Do you know what I mean? Like I feel like and again this is like hi, I'm the problem, it's me and T. Like you're really rhyming like you're in grade 7 or something. Like come on, dude. Like you're in your 30s and I'm not asking for like intense lyrical construction, but give me something more. But in terms of like her stuff selling, it sells. It's simple, it's basic. It's easy to package. It's easy also for sound bites when really all albums are not really albums anymore. You're really going by singles and what you can put into a sound bite, like
No.
Sam Smith's song, which I want to put on here too. That's an honorary mention.
Yeah.
But it's just, it is, and it's not that I don't really care. I don't, to me, the popularity doesn't match. Like it doesn't like when Michael Jackson was having people faint in his audience at concerts, that made sense. I got it. I understood why. Like human nature makes me fucking lose my mind. I love Michael outside of the issues and the whatever, but musically,
Yeah.
great, right? Like Whitney Houston, talented. Like Bruce Springsteen, insanely talented. Like when people go crazy for Taylor, I have to question why. I mean, and it feels like it's a very youthful thing. Like when you're 12 or
It
13 or in high school, I get it. But then as your life becomes more complicated and you're understanding your feelings, and you're not just like crushing over boys and like getting mad because your girlfriend stole like your favorite, I don't know, fucking like Glossier hoodie. Like, what?
No, I it kind of like It's going to be probably taught in psych classes. Psychologists are dissecting anti-hero as we speak, which is fine. It's just, I think it's really, really wrong to romanticize it. And part of romanticizing subject matter like this is even discussing it, but it needs to be discussed. And the thought of her young fans being onto the song without really knowing what it actually means and thinking just kind of makes me cringe. Next is Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, I just hate the title. I hate the song.
Yeah, I
I
agree.
don't mind a cringy song. Actually, one of her songs that I do like that's even more cringier is Born to Make You Happy. But
Oh.
I think that probably is her cringiest. But I just don't like Oops, I Did It Again. Sorry, Britney.
No, it's okay.
Next is My Humps by Black Eyed Peas. I find it obnoxious. And I like Fergie. I like Black Eyed Peas. I love Fergie's solo album. I think Pump It is a
You
great.
do?
I liked Fergie's solo album. As cheesy as all hell, I liked it, see? But I just don't like My Humps.
Yeah, I get it. I'm
I like
not.
My Humps. I just don't like My Humps, the song.
Yeah,
Like,
I don't like. I'm just not a fan of all their stuff.
I don't mind Pump It. I think Pump It's a good song, but I really don't have a Black Eyed Peas album. Like, I'm not gonna. Yeah.
No.
No. Wannabe by the
Oh,
Spice Girls.
come on.
It's all right, but it's not say what I want, what I really, really want. No.
So tell me
No.
what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna.
No,
You wanna
Dina.
zig and say ah?
No. I liked, but worse, I like To Become One, which is 10 times.
I love that
I
song.
love To Become One. I love To Become One.
I
Okay.
love that song.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Sorry. No offense to Spice Girl fans. Okay, we're getting killed. We're gonna have Swifties on us.
For sure.
We are. Barbie Girl by
No,
Aqua.
no,
No,
no, absolutely not. You're not allowed to put that on this list.
we're not putting that. Like, it's, no, Barbie Girl by Aqua. No,
You
no,
don't like it.
no. I don't like it. I'm a Barbie girl.
In a
No.
Barbie world, life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can cut my hair or comb my hair and dress me anywhere.
No.
Imagination, life is your creation. Come on,
No.
Barbie. Let's go party. I love this song so much. I don't care.
I mean, you could. I'm sure you're gonna tear me apart for some other ones. I
No,
see what.
but like I still love, listen, I love you. This is called a real friendship. This is called real life. We are not the same person, and I respect you and I respect your choices.
No Barbie girl for me.
Oh, yikes.
Other like anything from Savage Garden or Chumbawamba.
I
Why?
love that song.
I know a Truly Madly Deeply is nice. It's just nice, but
I
I'm not
get knocked
a Savage
down.
Garden. I don't want to hear Ace of Base. I
But I get
don't.
up again. You're never
No.
gonna keep me down.
No. Come, come, my baby. Come, come. No.
Oh, that's the word. That's the worst,
No.
best song. It's a shitty song. I agree with you. But like Chumbawamba.
Butterflies, no. We're not having
Ew,
that.
no.
Just
But
anything around that era, anything around that timeline. You know what we're talking about.
Chumbawamba's a good like drinking song.
Okay. I don't drink, Dina. I
Oh,
don't
that's okay. Okay, well, there we go. Problem
drink.
solved. Problem
Probably
solved.
that's what it is, probably. I'm not into the basic like drinking songs that everybody likes.
Don't go to freaking a pub anywhere. Like,
No. But I
this
go to
isn't.
the pub because I want the wings.
Oh, I love the wings. Oh.
I want the wings and I want the potato skins and I want the food, but I
Yeah.
just you could have the beer.
Okay. Well, I only, it's not like I'm knocking them all back. Yeah, I only drink like one or two, so you're fine.
I just want the platter. I just want the platter. Anyway, the next one is All the Things She Said by Tattoo.
You know what? This is the song. Remember when you asked me earlier what's a song that you hated and now you love? I used to hate this song and now I like it. Because a
Yeah,
lot of
that
time has gone
happens.
by. Yep, a lot of time's gone by. You don't hear it as much.
That
But yeah.
happens. Friends that wanted to kiss girls after this song came out.
I have to say, I don't think so. I didn't really have like a lot of friends around this time. And most of them were just guys, so no,
I
I'm just
will, I mean, I will say because it's great that it was able, it enabled teenagers to be able to express their
Yeah,
sexuality. I
right.
think that's awesome, but I'm not going to get influenced by a song. I'm not going to kiss a girl because
No.
if I don't want to, just
Yeah.
because it's what's on the radio now.
Right,
But again,
right.
I'm speaking as a straight woman who likes straight men. I've never been in a queer relationship, so.
Yeah, right.
But the funny part is, I asked my lesbian friends
Yeah.
how they like, how did you feel about this song? And they didn't like it. So
Oh,
it's kind
really?
of like, yeah, but they don't, they only date women.
Oh,
But they,
okay.
no. And hey, if you date both men and women, that's cool too.
Yeah, man, do your things.
Do your thing. But it's just so funny. I was like, how do you feel about this song? And they just didn't, I don't know, maybe it
Well,
was just too trendy.
I think for the time, it was like girls kissing girls was really, really popular for straight men. And you had stuff like
That's my issue. I'm not
that
gonna
and
kiss a girl because you want me to do that.
it
Like,
was pandering to that. And I think
it's
also the
pandering to men. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the issue is this was a time where it was like, what was that one really creepy guy where he bought like college girls on a bus and had them like flash the camera and they would sell
Oh
like
gosh.
DVDs of it?
Yeah,
College
the
Girls
girls
Gone
gone
Wild. Girls Gone
wild.
Wild. There we go. Yeah. So it was just kind of pandering to men, and that was why it was just not attractive to maybe people who were really queer. So whatever. But yeah.
I mean, if it turns you on, it turns you on. Fly by Sugar Ray. I like Someday. I like some of Sugar Ray's stuff. I just was never into a lot of Sugar Ray.
I
I don't
agree
know.
with you. Well, I when this came out, I was young, I liked it, and now I just can't stand it, and I just can't really look at him anymore. I had the biggest crush on him in the 90s, and then it just didn't age well, and then he got those like really weird fake teeth, and it's just like, I don't know, just not a vibe, not a vibe. So I agree with you. I don't like Fly. Sure, Some Days is cute, but yeah, I know I don't run out and listen to them anymore like I used to when I was younger.
Yeah. All right. Well, and then finally, I'm just going to mention the one that you and I have in common for sure is TLC Waterfalls. I
Get
love
that
fan mail.
song. Get that song out of here.
I love fan mail. I have that album. I think TLC is great. No Scrub
Amazing.
is
Phenomenal.
genius.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. I just don't like
Waterfall?
it. We love the
No.
message. We love the message, but not the song.
Yes. No, it
We
was
love the message, not the song.
overplayed.
Yeah.
God.
And it's not that good. It's just not that good. No,
No.
sorry. Sorry,
No.
TLC.
No.
No.
No. Not a fan.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
No.
And I mean, it happens. It just happens. What can you
Happens.
do? All right. Sure, it's all you.
Oh
Now
my
I'm
God.
really
Okay.
curious.
This is going to be all over the place. Okay. First one, right off the bat, Unwell by Matchbox 20 from 2002. No, don't like this song. They can keep it. The next one is The Way by Fastball. No, it needs to stay off the radio. I can't stand it. The next one, the entire Nickelback catalog can shove it. All of it.
Yeah, all of it.
Garbage. Garbage.
All of it. All of it.
London Bridge by Fergie needs to stay in the studio and not see the light of day.
I liked
I know, babe. I'm so sorry. I'm
I
so
don't
sorry.
love it. I don't love it, but I think it's cute. It's cute.
Sure. Yeah, sure. It's fine. It's fine. The next one is Karma by Taylor Swift. Let me just read you
Oh,
some of the
Lord.
lyrics, okay? Please let me just, because karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma is the breeze in my hair on a weekend. Karma is a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious that for you it's not? Sweet like honey. Karma is a cat purring in my lap because it loves me. Flexing like a goddamn acrobat. Me and karma vibe like that. Seriously? Are
So
you
bad.
serious? Are you serious?
It's so bad.
Like, so I'm gonna just come back to what you said earlier. But before that, the whole song reminds me, do you remember that really awful show, Girls?
Yeah. Wait,
Okay.
girls? Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
Okay.
that
Yeah.
awful show. Do you remember when Marnie was at a party and she was singing a Kanye West song, like a cappella, basically?
No. I skipped a lot
So
of
did
those
I.
seasons.
But you can find that really easy on the interwebs because it was such a cringy moment, and Allison Williams did a very good job of being embodying cringe. That's what this whole song reminds me of, that cringy vibe. Like somebody got way too much praise as a child. And now they're auditioning for like America's like Got Talent or something, and they shouldn't, or like American Idol. Do you know what I mean? Again, money, being white, and having connections. That's all I gotta say. And also
Well, it, I mean, it gets you, it gets you. And I mean, oh, no, it's just, it's really bad. And
but like you're making something again. You're singing it from a female white woman perspective about everything going your way because karma's got your back, and it's a relaxing thought. How many of your fans have that luck, Taylor?
well,
Not
I mean,
many.
it's me. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
She is a
No, I
problem.
honestly, it's not that. It's, I actually did feel bad when Kanye bum rushed the stage.
I didn't. Sorry.
I felt bad because I don't agree with Kanye. I don't think Single Ladies is the greatest video of all time. Okay, so now we're gonna have Swifties and we're gonna have the Beehive after us. I don't think it's the greatest. Sit down, Kanye. I don't think it's the greatest video of all time. But
That's the thing too. It's just a, it's
I
just a
don't get
bunch
why
of,
you want to grant me this time either. I just don't get it. I don't get, like, you have no business winning these awards. Like, I mean, I don't know what to say.
and if she's making music for youth, I get it because the lyrics are very immature. There's, like, it's just not for me. It's never been for me. And again, like you said before, I do like crappy songs. There's a lot of bad songs out there that are actually wonderful.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, like, it's not just that it's Taylor. No, there's a lot of crap songs that I love. Anyways. The next one is Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper. I'm tired of it. I'm tired.
Oh, never.
Tired.
Never. I can
Tired.
never be tired of it. I can never. That's just
I know.
warming. That's
I
just, it
know.
warms
But I'm like a gremlin, so like I there's
my
nothing to warm here. Do you know what I mean? There's
No, I can never with Cindy. We love it all. We love it all. And I love the remix that was used for Tu Wong Fu. Yeah, no, okay, we're gonna have to have a discussion, you and I.
Okay, Mom, God. God. Oh my God, I gave you grace. You better give me grace too, okay? I like Cindy, but that song sucks. Retire it.
No, so many more songs need to be retired.
Listen, I'm still going. We're not done here. So maybe you're gonna find one that needs to be retired. Okay.
Go.
The next one is She Hates Me by Puddle of Mud. The
Okay.
worst song ever. And I'm sure she hates you because your voice is awful. You shouldn't be singing. And that's just a crappy song.
Yeah.
Next is Kryptonite by Three Doors Down.
Oh, gross. No.
This whole genre of
No.
music is so
Please,
crappy.
can we just get rid of it?
Oh my God. Like, just think of like bros and affliction t-shirts. Like, that's what it was at
No,
this
it's
time.
just funky music that shouldn't exist. I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
Okay.
funky in a bad way, not in a good way,
Yeah,
guys.
not in a good
It
way. Okay.
not in a good way.
No. Next is Music Is My Hot Sex by CSS or Cancer Deucer Sexy. They're Brazilian.
I
Just
know who they are.
yeah.
Some songs I like. Some songs
Some
I
songs
like.
are fine, but the majority of songs, again, the lyrics are so
But
immature. And also,
you're right about this. You're right about
yeah,
this.
like it
Yeah.
just sucks. And maybe like English is a second language, so I'll give them credit. Like I'll just say whatever. It's not my favorite song, but just not the coolest.
Right.
Fancy by Iggy Azalea can just stay home.
Oh no, I know.
I
Yeah,
don't
no.
like it.
I don't like it either. No.
Next is Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves.
Oh, come on. You're not an 80s kid, though. That's the
No,
thing. Like,
I was
and okay, in soul you are, but I'm an Xer and you're a millennial, so it's kind of.
technically, I think I'm on the cusp, but anyways, that's a whole other conversation. But no, I just it's
It's
like
sweet. It's a
it
sweet
is
song.
it's a sweet song, and it's very indicative of like the cheesy 80s like optimism. But like honestly, it can just fucking stay home. No, I don't like it. I don't like it's annoying. I'm walking on sunshine. No, you're fucking come on for 5 minutes. God, like it's awful. Anyways. And again, it's everywhere. It was everywhere. It's too much. It's too
Too
much.
much, too much, overplayed.
Okay, I'm really going for the gold here. Put a Ring on It by Beyoncé. That
No.
song needs to
No.
just please
Oh,
stop.
the single. No, stop. Stop. Stop
Just
right
it
there.
needs
No. No.
like she has great songs. Freakum Dress, best song ever. That's a great song. And that's in her archives. That's like from the earlier days, okay?
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
All of Lemonade, amazing.
All of Lemonade. All of Lemonade,
This
which
song
should
can
have won
stay.
Album of the Year. It should have won Album of the Year, guys, but leave it to the Grammys to fuck everything up. It should have won Album of the Year. All of Lemonade, Drunk in Love. I'll take Drunk in Love over this shit. Partition over this.
Please, please,
Awesome.
please.
Yes.
This
Yeah.
song, garbage. Anyways,
Garbage.
we're going
Yep.
on.
No, not feeling it.
Africa by Toto. We don't need a song about a white man's love of Africa. Leave Africa alone, white
I
people.
like it.
Just leave it alone. Leave the
So
song.
embarrassed to say that I like
No,
it.
because you know what sucks about this song is the beginning is so strong, the opening and
It's
the
so
piano,
beautiful. It's
and then it
the music wise. Yeah,
yeah.
music
And
wise.
then I because I catch myself getting excited thinking it's another song, and then he starts in with the lyrics, and I'm like, oh damn it, again, I fell for it.
Yeah.
No, I hate you, Toto. The next one is Your
No.
Love by The Outfield. His
I like
voice
that song. I like that song.
is like
It's a great song.
nails on a chalkboard. To my ears, like
No.
they bleed. You like no. I love you. I still love you. Listen,
I
I got
mean,
love for you.
you like Barbie Girl, so I think we're even.
I mean, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Barbie Girl's like exceptional. This song, Your Love, it's trash.
Come
Anyways, okay.
on. It's a
Any and all Avril Lavigne. No.
Any
All
and
of it.
all, same, same.
Any and all. And she was married to that loser from the bad hair from Nickelback. So like what does that tell
Same,
you?
same.
Garbage.
Yeah, I
And they're
agree.
both Canadian, which is I like Canadian and I Canadians and I like Canada. So it's very sad for me to say this. It's a very sad day today, but I'm gonna say it. And I said it.
It's a no for me too. Yeah.
The next one. And this isn't so much that I don't like them, but The Killers. I love them, but I feel like I was being initiated into the Latter-day Saints against my will because they're Mormon. And I don't like that trickery. Don't freaking play cool. Don't be cool and like wear eye makeup and like pretend. No. I will
It's a
not be into
farce.
LDS. It is a
It's a
farce.
farce.
You're trying to lure me in with good music. Next thing you know, I have to wear like the special underwear. No, I'm not doing it. But I love them so much. It's so annoying. Ugh.
Lord.
This next one is a gem. And she really did try. She really, really, really tried. But Jam, Turn It Up by Kim Kardashian.
No.
This song is so
Dia,
bad. This song is so bad.
can we just set it on fire? There's
It's
has to
so
be.
bad. Like, I just.
Bleh.
Like it's just and not, like Paris Hilton has bad songs, but it's like it's kitschy. Like it's like Erika Jane from Real Housewives of
Well, it's
Beverly Hills, right? Like
what well, the yeah, the do
that's
you
a
think I'm
kitschy,
sexy?
yeah, like that's
Right.
kitschy, and I love Erika Jane's like expensive. Like I love it. I love it, right?
Yeah, I don't mind trash. We'll listen to some trash,
Yeah.
but no. No.
No.
No. Part was when Prince booed her off, like
Oh God, that was
threw
so
her off
good.
stage. I'm like,
I
"Oh,
love that.
Prince, I love you." It's
Because he likes women, but he likes women with talent. And I'm not
like,
trying to
"No."
diss, yeah, I'm not trying to diss her as like a woman, but like,
No, we are.
no, because this is the thing. Like, if I was her and I was trying to like get a bunch of deals coming my way, I would do it too. I would try to do it too. Because you're like, wherever I can get in, I'm going to get in. You know, like wherever I can do something. Because she's just trying to get her name out there on anything to have like a legacy. She's just
There's some
trying to like,
legacies that you really don't want, though. Like,
but
I.
all press is press. Doesn't matter if it's negative or positive. It doesn't matter what it is for some people. As long as they're getting mentioned, that means money. So,
I just can't.
no, I know you can. I can't, but she can. She did. I wonder if she like listens to it now still. Like if she listens to herself sing.
Oh,
that
I
song.
don't think she even thinks about that.
No, probably
Oh,
because it was
I
just
don't
like a
think so.
one like deal. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So the next one is You Somebody by the Kings of Leon. Like, it's a good song. And this is the record that set off their career. And it's just they've never been the same ever since. It's overplayed. Like, get those checks, boys. Like, I totally get it. But when he was screeching on like his previous album with the band, I miss that. I miss that. But You Somebody was very, and like Sex on Fire, my God, that was played so much. I just, it killed me. And then last but not least, I have a couple songs. One of them is Roar by Katy Perry. And Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry. That, I'm tired. I'm just tired.
Tired.
They need to just never be heard from again.
Never
In
hear
the
ever
privacy of
again.
your own home, for sure. Like, do it in your house, but don't do it around me. I'll get really
Yeah.
mad.
Same.
Because I like Firework. Great
Well,
song.
I think yeah, that's a great song. That's a great song. But no, I agree with you 100% on these two.
Yep. That's it for me. I mean, for now, I'm sure I'll come up with more later.
We'll come up with more, and we probably did forget a few that we'll probably end up adding to the. This has to have a. I'm kind of like, do we need to do a
No,
playlist?
we don't need a playlist because I don't want them making money off of these shitty songs. Except, you know
I think
what? I'll
we
make a
need the
playlist and I'll
playlist, I
just
think.
I'll put down only Barbie Girl and all the songs that I like from your list.
Oh, that's cheating, Dina.
Whatever. It's a good song.
That's cheating. We'll do a list,
We'll do a
guys. We'll
playlist. We'll do a
do a
playlist.
playlist.
So
I
annoying.
mean,
Oh, speaking of playlists, I was in class yesterday and my instructor was like, let's make a playlist together because he doesn't want anybody on headphones, yada, yada, yada. So I was like, I didn't contribute to the playlist, but I actually have a playlist and it's art school. So I'm like, these kids are going to like it. So I put on our psychedelic playlist. Like after four songs, he's like, okay, we need something else. And
it's not for everybody. I get
no, it's
it.
for us. And that's why I was like laughing to myself. I'm like, yeah, I mean, guess you don't have good taste, but whatever. I still like you, Javier. Don't worry. Oh my God, I was dying. Poor guy.
Lord.
He's like, we need
It's
something
not
a bit more
it's
upbeat. I'm like, you
Oh
haven't even gotten to
gosh.
that portion yet. Gotta let it vibe.
There's a lot of weird tracks on there, so I
I don't care.
totally get it. I get it. Oh my
I
gosh.
mean,
So is that what you listened to today?
no, I actually listened to a podcast. The podcast I've been listening to is called The Exorcist Files. Very up my
Oh,
alley. Yeah, I'll send it to you. I do like it.
I would totally hear that. Send that to me.
Yeah, they only have three episodes so far, but it's good. And I don't think it's a dramatization. Like, I think it's real life exorcisms, but I haven't really researched, but it's good. No,
What did
me
I
too.
what did I listen to? Okay, actually, I was listening to a playlist. So Christine Nguyen, she is a YouTuber and she's also a ceramic artist. So she created a playlist on Spotify called Breaks, where she put together a list of songs that would make good hip hop samples. I'm like, genius. I wish I would have thought of that. So I DM'd her a song from a French composer from a horror film. That was part of my 31 days. It's called Daughters of Darkness from 1971. It's some cult erotic vampire film, but I sent her the song and she's like, "Oh, that's pretty perfect." So hopefully she'll put it on the
That's so cool.
playlist. But it's a really good, she did a great job. Like she and I have really similar taste in music. She actually introduced me to Idan. So
Aw.
good playlist, Breaks. Really good
That's awesome.
playlist
You're gonna
on
have to send it to
Spotify.
me. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's it
Okay.
for me.
Nice. Well, thanks again for spending time with us on this episode. We look forward to hearing your thoughts and requests. Feel free to reach out to us via our Twitter, Instagram, possibly TikTok. We'll see what happens. Anyways, see you next week. Bye.
Bye.